Proclamation number 4500 of 1st of December, 1948. Overcoming matter. Voluntary renunciation. What I don't want to give you, you cannot acquire by your own strength unless you work with the support of the one who wants to ruin you and therefore fulfills your earthly wishes in order to win you over for himself. And therefore you have to choose between prosperity, which you create for yourselves with his strength, or a modest existence which serves your soul as long as you are still materially minded. Once you have overcome matter so that your heart no longer longs for it, then I can provide for you more abundantly, and you'll also utilize earthly wealth in the right way so that it can serve you for your soul's maturity, so that you utilize it in active neighborly love, so that you thereby create blessings, give to the poor and thus alleviate hardship and awaken love by giving love. Therefore don't grumble if you have to live in want, but know that you then still need purification, that I want to educate you and have to use the remedy which heals you where you are ill. And then strive to practice voluntary renunciation, gladly renounce and detach yourselves in your heart from what I withhold from you, become free from all desire for matter, and I will consider you according to your maturity of soul so that you will not harm the soul if fulfillment is granted to the body. What you gladly give up and sacrifice for my sake I will give to you so that your life will become easier, yet only when you are willing to do without it. Then I will know that it no longer means danger for you and can safely let you take possession of earthly goods which you will then also use according to my will. But don't give yourselves into Satan's hands for the sake of earthly goods, for the sake of the body's well-being. Earthly life will soon pass and you will have to leave everything behind which you have acquired with his help. And then you will be in his power for eternity and he will demand the tribute from you. You will have to pay dearly for earthly goods, the soul will have to atone for what the body enjoyed on earth. I will protect you from this if I deny you what you long for. Amen.